I'm still trying to understand, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says, we're dealing with a Braisa. The Braisa says, "Bamed devarim amurim she shnayim adukim ba." Aval hoyse tolas yoytzis mitachas yodah shel echo meyem hamoytzim echaver ol baraya. At first we thought the Gemara was saying, it's talking about the case of tokva echad befaneinu l'shasik b'soif tzavach. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe it's talking about a case where it was... The chiddush is that originally they were both holding it, and then they came back into Bezdin, and they came back in front of Bezdin, and now one of them is holding it. And we said the Chazon Yechezkel said it's mashma zay from the lashon of the talis is yoytzis mitachas yodah shel echo mehem. Now the talis all of a sudden in one person's hand, and now that's a second a possibility of what the Brice is saying. Comes along the Gemara, says the Gemara, ibayis ema. Gemara gives a third possibility of what's going on. This is where we're up to. Ibayis ema kidiktani wandaf vavamanal towards the battle. Das lukaman kitafus luchad minayu. Only one of them is holding it. V'indach misrach beisruchi. And the other person is being misrach beisruchi. We'll see what that means. V'afilu lisumchus damar ma'amatasavik cholkin b'lay shvua. Ma'idisumchus tesir chalav klumu. So the Gemara says, this is talking about a different situation. It's not that anything changed from the beginning until the end. According to the first pshat of the Gemara, what changed is takva b'faneinu. According to the second pshat of the Gemara, what changed is that before they were both holding it, now only one of them is holding it. According to the third pshat of the Gemara, it's not nothing changed, it's just the entire time, one of them is holding it, and the other one is just misrach b'sruchi. Says Rashi, Afilu l'sumchus kiloimer va'aliba d'sumchus demekel bechaluka v'lo matzuch afilu shvuot tzuch lashmina demechiyai gavna moy d'sumchus da'afilu b'shvuot lo shakol da'lav mamon amutu b'safiku sircha lav klumu ve'ein shor shachal lefanech v'ladami l'nimtzu uber b'tzido. Okay, what is the case of sircha? What does it mean misrach beisruchi? I think it's a machlokes between the Meiri and Rabbeinu Yonas and Meluniel. What does sircha mean? I didn't get a chance to look up the Rambam. We'll try to see what the Rambam says. What does it mean? The Meiri says, "Hoya echad oiches es kol hatalis, ve'acher misabek imoy u'mistarich imatalis." Harei ze becheskas oiches es kula v'sircha shel ze eino klum. What does that mean? How is the Meiri understanding what's going on over here? Does anyone understand?
They were fighting.
What?
They were fighting over it.
What do you mean by that? Sounds like, according to the Meiri, only one of the persons is actually holding on to the talis. The other one is kind of like trying to grab it, but is he actually holding the talis at all? Sounds like from the Meiri he's not holding it at all. Wonder if that's what the Rambam says also. Let me take a look at the Rambam. Let's see. Where's the Rambam? Halacha Yud Aleph. Perek Tes Toin V'Nitin Halacha Yud Aleph. Let's check what the Rambam says. That's what it sounds like from the Meiri. That everybody said, does the Olam agree that that's what the Meiri is saying? Only one of them is actually holding it. The other one is like trying to get his hands on it, but he's not really holding it.
Well, according to the Meiri, he has to be holding it to something.
Wait. It doesn't sound like he's holding it at all.
So why is when the Meiri says Lashon of Misabi, which is like fighting, then that doesn't mean he's not holding on to it. He's not holding on to it.
Hold on a second. Find the Nitan, Tes Yud Aleph. Listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. I don't know what the Rambam says. Haya oiches ha'echad es kula. One is holding the whole thing. V'zeh misabek imoy v'nitlebo. I don't know what that means. The other one is fighting with him v'nitlebo. Reze b'cheskas ha'oiches es kula. I'm not sure. Maybe that's like the Meiri. It sounds like only one of them is holding it. The other one is like trying to grab for it, but it doesn't sound like he's actually holding it. What do you say?
I said that in Russian on Misavi, that could mean he's still holding on to it. He might not have as like much of a grip on it, but he still has failure of the talus with him.
It doesn't sound like he's that he has a grip on it at all. Again, let's read the Russian on the Meiri. Haya echad oiches es kol hatalus. V'achar misabek imo, he's just struggling with him. U'mistarech imatalis. I don't know what the word mistarech literally means. Dovaduri, you know what that word means? Just sounds like he's grabbing for the talis. Doesn't sound to me like he's holding the talis at all. Haya echad oiches is kol hatalis. That's what it sounds like from the Meiri. So according to the Meiri, it sounds to me like misrach pasuchi just means he's like he's grabbing for it, but he's not actually holding it.
What's the Meiri trying to say about that? It's obvious.
What do you mean that's obvious?
He's not holding on to that either.
What would be the havami that it is? Okay, let's see what the Rabbeinu Yonasu Milineo might maybe has a different shot. Rabbeinu Yonasu Milineo says kiloimar. Is misrach suchi betzitzis hatalis? Is betzitzis hatalis? Ubiyad hasheni kuloi kamash melon brisazu. Delav moment of multisavikul mishum hai tfisa gerua loy mashinan le leidach. The iu loy shokel le klal b'shvua. The command loy tapas be klal dami. Sounds like the Miri is saying he has a tfisa garua in the talis. The other person has a stronger tfisa. And this person, it's kiman deloy tafis beklal. What does kiman deloy tafis beklal mean? It's as if he's not holding on to it. So in other words, it sounds to me from the Miri, he is holding on to it. It's just as if he's not holding on to it.
He's going in the Miri?
I'm sorry, Rabbi Yonasu Milineo. Rabbi Yonasu Milineo is saying he is holding it. What is he holding on to? Betzitzis hatalis. And the fringes.
And that's not the whole thing.
What?
And that's not the whole thing.
So he's not holding. He's one of them is holding on to the talis. We can really use here's a begin. Perfect. This is absolutely perfect. Couldn't get any better. These are the tzitzis of the talis. This is the actual talis. I think the pshat is one of them is holding on to the talis. The other one is holding on to the tzitzis. This is an achiza gemura, or a strong achiza. This person is holding on to the tzitzis. He's just holding on to this. That's the heat? That's heat?
Right.
What?
Just pull it out.
Just pull out the heat. That's it. You can open the window if you want also.
Okay, so then that guy can take
it
to full
talis. So I'm understanding from Rabbi Yonasu Milineo, this is the case. One of them is holding on to the talis, maybe onto the karkashta, which means holding on to the ends, but he's only like this. The other one is just holding on to the fringes. So this is not a full achiza. He's holding on to tzitzis hatalis. That's it. The other person is holding on to the edge of the talis itself, and he's just holding on to the tzitzis. According to the Meiri, it sounds like one's holding the talis, the other one's not holding it at all. It's like reaching for it, and he's like trying to get it, but he doesn't actually have it. According to the Rabbeinu Yonasu Milineo, it sounds like one of them has an achiza garua. Hai tfisa garua. It means it's a tfisa, but it's a tfisa garua. So lo mashinan le leidach. And then therefore, that's not enough to overcome. One person has a stronger achiza than the other has. That's what it sounds like for Rabbeinu Yonasu Milineo. That's a good question. Maybe the fact that I'm grabbing for it, that itself is enough to create a suffix.
Or the fact going on to the tzitzis.
What? Or maybe the fact going on to the tzitzis. What? Maybe the fact that the other person is misrach imatalis. That might, we would have thought that maybe that's enough to say that would cause a suffix. Because over here I'm struggling with him for the talus. If I'm just tining and the talus is totally in your domain, then not. But because there's activity that's happening in the talus, that might be enough to create a suffix. Maybe that's what it seems like. From the, it sounds to me like the Meiri and Rabbeinu Yonasu Milineo are two different pshatim in what sircha is. Misrach beis ruchi. There's another machloikas pshat in the Gemara. We'll see. Maybe it'll depend on what we're about to say. Machloikas is as follows. What is the chiddush of the Gemara? The Gemara says Over here, Sumchas is Maida. Does the Gemara mean to say that this is a Chiddush according to Rabbanan and according to Sumchas? Or is it only a Chiddush according to Sumchas? This, says the Eitz Mefarshi HaTalmud, depends on the girsa that you have in the Gemara. Our girsa in the Gemara is Ve'afilu L'Sumchas. And even Sumchas, which says Rabbanan and Sumchas. According to both of them, there's a Chiddush here, Sir Chalav Klum. However, Rashi's girsa in the Gemara is Afilu Sumchas. Not and even Sumchas. Even Sumchas. And if you look at the first word of the Rashi, that itself is going to be a very important Rashi. And every time you see this word, my friends, you have to try to figure out what Rashi is coming to say. Rashi says, Kiloimar. Whenever Rashi says Kiloimar, Rashi is coming to say that there's something here that you might misunderstand. You might misinterpret. And Rashi is saying that this is what the Gemara means to say. Kiloimar. Va'afilu dis... Ve'aliba de sumchas, not afilu. Ve'aliba de sumchas. What does that mean? According to sumchas. I believe what Rashi is telling us is this chiddush is exclusively for sumchas and for no one else. There is no chiddush here according to the Rabbanan. There is only a chiddush according to sumchas. Ve'aliba de sumchas. Demeiko v'chaluka. I would have thought maybe according to sumchas, the lacha would be over here. Yachlaiku. Sumchas, there's a chiddush. So according to this pshat, Rashi is learning, we're making the Braisa exclusively Sumchas. We're coming to make the Braisa exclusively Sumchas. However, says the Oitzim HaFarash HaTalmud, if you have the Girsa, Ve'afilu the Sumchas, which is not Rashi's Girsa, maybe there's a Chiddush even according to Rabbanan, and that's the way the Shita Mekubetzah seems to learn.
Why is I'm saying Ve'afilu, it's saying like the Rabbanan, and like the Rabbanan, okay, and even Sumchas.
Right.
No, it sounds like it's just
hold on, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvarim. Is there a chiddush here according to Rabbanan?
No, I don't think what.
Let's. Okay, but let's say you say there is. Is there a chiddush according to Rabbanan? Say yes.
Yes.
Is there also a chiddush according to Sumchas?
Yeah.
So it's a Rabbanan and a Sumchas.
Right, but not.
And. Hold on, I'm saying and Sumchas. If there's no chiddush according to the Rabbanan, is there a chiddush according to the Rabbanan?
No.
Is there a chiddush according to the Sumchas?
Yes.
Okay. The letter Vav makes it sound like it's that and this. So the Rabbanan and
so
Sumchas.
So the Rabbanan holds this, and even Sumchas holds this. And the chiddush in just Sumchas.
So then it wouldn't say Ve'aliba de Sumchas. It would say the Braisa is Aliba de Sumchas. Now, we're not talking about, we're trying to figure out the Braisa. This Braisa works according to the Rabbanan?
Yeah.
It does. That means that there's a chiddush according to Rabbanan here. If it doesn't, if there's no chiddush, the Rabbanan wouldn't write this. So in other words, if we're writing this brisa, we're saying this brisa is exclusively Sumchas is going according to Sumchas. Because if there's no chiddush, then the Rabbanan wouldn't write it. So we're writing this brisa. You have to tell me: is this brisa the Rabbanan and Sumchas or only Sumchas? How do you understand? What is the brisa? Rashi seemed to say this brisa is going on like Sumchas is a Tana. According to the Rabbanan, the brisa would be Pshita. We wouldn't write it. So according to this answer of the Gemara, this brisa is exclusively Sumchas. It's only going according to Sumchas. Because there's no Chiddush according to the Rabbanan. The Halacha is true according to both of them. David, you understand that?
No.
Okay. Right. Correct. Correct. That's right. But then the chiddush of the price is only for Sumchas. According to Rabbanan, there's no chiddush. According to Rabbanan, there's no point in writing this. The only point of writing this is only according to Sumchas.
What's the even?
What?
What's the even? If it's both, let's say it's a chiddush for both.
If it is a chiddush according to both of them,
yeah.
So it's a chiddush according to the Rabbanan,
so
and
even
according to Sumchas, that we're saying that this halacha is true. I might think that the halacha is not true according to Sumchas. So this brisa can be the Rabbanan, and even Sumchas would agree to this din First of all, there's a chiddush of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan might say, hold on a second over here. But even according to Sumchas, this din is going to be true. I might have thought Sumchas would argue on this din. No, even Sumchas will agree to it. And that's, you say, it's Rabbanan and even Sumchas. But you say, it's the halacha, you don't say the Vav says the Mefresh Talmud. In a Chanami, the halacha is going to be true according to Sumchas, and the halacha is going to be true according to Rabbanan, but the Braisa is only going to be Sumchas because according to Rabbanan it's Pshita.
Is it crazy to say Va'afilo and only be Sumchas?
Ve'afilo?
Yeah, let's say it can't mean only Sumchas.
Why does it say Ve'afilo? And means Rabbanan and Sumchas. That's the way we understand. Kopanim, it comes out that according to Rashi, there's a chiddush here only according to Sumchas. And according to the Sheikh Mekubetzes, there's a chiddush here even according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would have also thought maybe, if Sircha is Klum, therefore we might think that the halacha is going to be different. Even the Rabbanan would hold it's different. What's the machloikis here between Rashi and the Shita Mekubetzes? Again, Rashi seems to say there is no chiddush here according to the Rabbanan. I'd like to suggest as follows. What? No, well, that itself is going to end up being a machloikas. According to Rashi, is there a chiddush according to the Rabbanan? Okay, the girsa is, in other words, Rashi's girsa is going to come out that way. So, you're right, but the girsa is going to end up telling us there's no, according to Rashi, if you ask Rashi, is there a chiddush according to the Rabbanan? The answer is no. According to the Shita, is there a chiddush according to the Rabbanan? The answer is yes. Their gyrsas will align that way, but they'll end up with that understanding. Why does that work? I like to suggest this, Faust. Rabbi say, what is the din of Shnayim Oichsim Betalis? What is the situation of Shnayim Oichsim Betalis? Rashi says, it's a suffix. What's the suffix? So we explain, when two people are holding on to a talis, do we like say that it's as if one is holding on to it and the other one is holding on? Do we see that each one is holding separately? Or do we see they're both holding the entire talis? I'll read you the language of Rashi on the Mishnah of first Rashi. Rashi says, Shnayim oichsin betalis. Davka oichsin. Dishneim muchzakim ba. Ve'ein lazeh koyach ba yoyser mizeh. Neither one has more koyach over the other. So Rashi sees when two people are holding a talis, we see it as if they're both holding it. What do you do when two people are holding a talis? They're equal, so what should we do? It's yachloiku b'shvua. It's mamon mutl b'safek, therefore we split it. Rashi understands, two people holding a talis, we don't know whose it is. Neither one looks more impressive than the other. That's the way Rashi ends. Tosfos, on the other hand, learned very differently. If you remember, Tosfos learned that there's an anansadi, half is his, anansadi's half is his. We don't see them both as holding the entire thing. We divide the muchzakais. If he's holding it, he's holding it, I'm going to say each one's holding half. And therefore, your muchzakais is limited to half and the other one's limited to half. I don't see them as overlapping each other. So perhaps as follows. Let's say we have a havamina that sircha is considered to be that you're like as if you're holding it. Would you say that Sircha is equal to someone who's actually Tafus? Or would you say Sircha is for sure not equal to Tafus? It might be something. The Gemara's Havamino is Sircha is something, but Sircha, the Kamashmalan is Sircha lav klum. Sircha is nothing. But even in the Havamino that Sircha is something, would you say it's of equal strength as a person who's actually holding the talis? Gemara maybe never even entertained that. The Gemara's Havamina was Sircha is Epis. So the Gemara, Sircha lav klum. What does Sircha lav klum mean? It's nothing. But there was never a Havamina that Sircha is going to be equal to Tafas. Therefore Rashi says, listen, if Sircha is not equal to Tafas, this person is Tafas in the whole Talis, the other person is just Misrach Suchi, he's for sure going to lose, according to the Rabbanan. Because this one is stronger than the other one. Yesh bazeh koyach, yoyser mizeh. He's got more koyach than the other one. So if I'm more dominantly muchzuk, then I'm for sure going to win, according to Rashi. The only chiddush is according to Sumchas, that Sumchas said that I don't care if one's muchzuk more than the other. Mamad Amatul Besafek is Chalkin. So if Sircha is Epis, that'll make a Safek. We'll say Achloiku. So Sumchas held that maybe we could create a Matzav of Safek. But for sure, Sircha is not equal to Muchzik. No Havamina. That's the Kamash Malan. The Havamina was Sircha is something. Kamash Malan, Sircha lav kum. But even in the Havamina, that Sircha is something, it's not equal to Muchzik. So therefore, we would know for sure, according to the Rabbanon, that you need them to be equal, that there's no Havamina of Sircha according to that. That's if you understand that what we're trying to do over here is we're trying to have that the two of them are, their Muchzikais are going to overlap each other. However, if you go like Tosfos that we said, Anan Sadi that half is his, Anan Sadi that half is his, we're not trying to make them overlap. We're actually separating the two Muchzikais. So maybe my Muchzikais is stronger than your Muchzikais. Could be, but the fact is, if I'm also Epis a Muchzik, if I'm also Epis, maybe I should get something because I'm also Muchzik. And you'll see me as being exclusively Muchzik in part, and you maybe yours is stronger than mine. Maybe that doesn't change the fact that I'm going to be exclusively Muchzik in part of it. There's a Chiddush even according to the Rabbanon. Because the fact that I'm stronger Muchzik than you is not going to affect to change that we see you as you alone holding part of it and him alone holding part of it. I'm holding, he's holding. He's a stronger holding. In a Hanami, but I'm also holding. So therefore, maybe I should get part of the Talis because I'm also holding it. And when I'm holding, you are not holding. Because we see each person as holding it separately. So maybe the fact that his Misrach Sruchi is something, it's Epis, that's enough to give me part of the Talis. Even according to the Rabbanon, we would have a Chiddush. Kamash Malan, no, that he doesn't get it. And not only the Rabbanon, even according to Sumchas, he doesn't get it. So, it could be that this Machlokes Rashi and Shita might depend on what the Havamina of Misra, how much is Misrach Basuchi. According to Rabbi Yonas Miloniel, you were already a Tafus when we walked into Beis Din. Maybe that's more of a reason to think that, you know, that we see you as an Oiches. Because the Maisa, you're holding onto the Talis. You're right, you're holding onto the fringes of the Talis. But your Epis holding, this is called holding. So Rashi's Pshat makes much more sense according to the Meiri. The Rabbeinu Yonas and Milonio, because we could say your toughest something. It's not a strong toughest. According to the Meiri's Pshat, the Chayra, the Meiri is going to have to learn like the Shita Mekubetzes. He's not really Oiches over here. It's hard for us to see, or whatever, maybe according to it's hard for us to see over here, according to the Meiri, that there's a Havamina that's considered to be toughest. He's not toughest. So maybe there's only a Chiddush according to Sumchas. Sorry, it's only a Chiddush according to Sumchas in the Meiri because he's for sure not Tafas over here. He's just he's grabbing for the Talis. If he's not Tafas, so then the only Havamin would be according to Sumchas. Lichura, that's the way that the Meiri is going to learn. So we have here two Pshatim in the Gemara, my friends. We have, first of all, we have two pshatim in what does it mean, Misrach Sruchi? Sounds like from the Meiri and the Rambam, you're not actually holding it, you're just grabbing for it. That's the Havamina. Sounds like from Rabbeinu Yonas Emilio, you're holding on to, but you're just holding on to just the fringes. You're not actually holding on to the Talis. And we have two different pshatim. Is there a Chiddush here according to Sumchas exclusively? Or is there also a Chiddush going to Rabbanan? It might depend on the Girsa in the Gemara. Rashi is mashma. First of all, he's not goris the vav of ve'afilu. And also Rashi says the word kiloimar ve'aliba de sumchus. It sounds like it's only a chiddush according to sumchus. We explained because according to the Rabbanan, it's clear one has a stronger muchzikais. Even if sircha is epis, but sircha is for sure not a full muchzik. Therefore, it's only a chiddush according to sumchus. According to the shita, the chiddush is even according to the Rabbanan. Okay. Abayisai akopanim, we come out that we have here three mahalchim in the Braisa. We have a Braisa. The Braisa says, the halacha of Yachloiku is only if they're both holding it. Talos yoitz and tachas yodash al echamehem, then amatzi mechevel al araya. Three pshatim in the Braisa. If you turn, you look at the Maramakoimus, The Tosefta says something very, very similar to our Braisa. And it's interesting to note how the Noisekim, the Mefarshim there, learned the Tosefta. Let's see the Tosefta inside. It says the Tosefta, Shnayim Oichsim Metalis, Zeh Noital Ad Mokum Shetoifis, Vizeh Noital Ad Mokum Shetoifis. Each one takes this, whatever they're holding. So this Tosefta is not starting with the regular din of Shnayim Oichsim Metalis, where we say Yachloika B'Shemua. It seems like the Tosefta is talking about that they're actually holding on to part of the talus.
But that's the middle.
Apparently there is no middle over here.
They're holding on to half.
So each one's holding. Whatever you're holding, you take. That's what it sounds like from the Tosefta.
There's
right?
Extra, then what would be the din?
If there's middle, it's Yachloiku B'Shavua. But in this case, there doesn't seem to be middle. Again, Shnayim Ochzim Metalis, Zeh Noita Ad Mokum Shetoifis, Zeh Noita Ad Mokum Shetoifis. That's it. What's with the middle? We're not talking about that there's middle. That's what it sounds like. When is that true if they're both holding on to it? That's it. This is very similar to our Gemara. Let's take a look how the Noisei Kelim are mefarish what's going on over here. Take a look in the Minchas Bikurim. The Minchas Bikurim says, on the side of the Sefta, B'yodah shel echa mehem, after hayu bebezdin, even though they were in Bezdin, v'tofus b'yad shnehem, when they were in Bezdin, both of them were holding it. V'amu le'zilu plingu, and we told them, go split it. V'achar kach bo v'chevitz b'yad echad. V'amu hem mantiv, u'dmei agartiv ni'alei, lo ma'aminin le, dat hashto lo mehemin le, eich heminu ato. So how does the Minchas Bikurim learn this Tosefta? Like the first pshat of the Gemara, the second pshat of the Gemara, or the third pshat of the Gemara? What is the Minchas Bikurim saying here? This is the second pshat of the Gemara. The Minchas Bikurim is understanding that this Tosefta is the second pshat of the Gemara. Let's go to the Minchas Yitzchak for a second. What does he say? B'yodo shel echon mehem. Take a look at the Minchas Yitzchak. V'hasheni tafis bikar kashda dahainu b'nimim. He's holding on to the strings shebekutzoysav that are at the end. Afagav shkol echon mehem oimer ani mitzasiya. So what does it mean? It's b'yodo shel echon. One of them is holding it. V'hasheni tafis bikar kashda. The other one's only holding on to the strings. So which pshat is the Minchas Yitzchak learning? The first pshat, the second pshat, or the third pshat? The third pshat, that's Misrach Beisruchi, according to the way that we saw from the Rabbi Yonos and Meluniel. Which pshat is the Chazdei David learning? Let's take a look at the Chazdei David. Shnayim Ochzim Metalis, Be'er Dorim Mishman Shohayu Shneim Tufteisim Boy, Avim Hoyi B'yodah Shal Echam Yehem Motzim Echav El Avaraya. Says the Chazdei David, Bolash Me'inon, The afilu achar kach, gavra yodoy shel acher betofes imoy. Hayol b'shar yishayne k'shabay lefaneinu bebezdin lohayse ela biyad echad. Dainin on hamaytzi mechave ola baraya. Says Chazdei David, what's going on? One of them was holding it in front of Bezdin. The other one grabs it betofes imoy, and now they're both holding it. We're going to give it back to the first one. Which pshat in our Gemara is that? What? Nope. Sorry, guys. It's not the first. The first case, how is the first Gemara? We were both holding it, and one of them grabbed it from the other, and now he's holding alone. It's Shasak Lubisayf Tzavach. The case of the Chazdei David is Achar Kach Gavra Yonah Shalah Achar V'Tofis Imoy. Read that again. Achar kach gavra yodah shel acher v'tofes imoy. Originally, one of them is holding it alone. Afterwards, someone grabs it together with him.
The second one.
It's the second one? The second one is Misrach Basruchi. He's not holding on to it. I think this is none of the above. I think the Chaz Nizam is making up his own case over here. It's not the first. It's not the second. It's not the third. Right? So I'm going to say over four different ukimtos. Let's get it straight. The first ukimta is Shnaimach Zimitalis. One of them grabs it in front of us. The other one is Shasak Ulubisoif Tzavach. The halacha is what? Hamotzi Mechaber Ol Baraya. Second case is they're both holding it. They leave Bezdin, and one of them reappears, comes back, and now only he's holding it. What's the din? Hamotzi Mechaber Ol Baraya. The third one is that one of them is holding it alone. The other one is trying to grab it or just holding on to the strings. What's the din? Hamotzi Mechaber Ol Baraya. And the last one is that one of them is holding it. The other one grabs it in front of us and is holding it together with the first one. What's the din? We make him let go. We say, those are the four different ways of, four different cases. Let's see the fourth one again in the Chaz de David. You have to read it together with the Tosefta. When do we say this din if they're both holding it? If it's in one of their hands, even if afterwards the other one manages and holds it together with him, being that originally, even though when they came to Bezdin, it was only in the hands of one of theirs. Therefore, what do we tell the second person? You have to let go and give it back to him.
But if you were grabbing the fringes, right, you were trying to grab hold of the talis, so I guess in that case you didn't succeed. But let's say, I thought we said it like something, you didn't succeed and you did grab the half of the talis, it would still be against the over. I don't think you say like that would be enough.
What?
If let's say you were grabbing onto the fringes. Right, you were trying to grab onto the whole thing, but you weren't successful. Didn't we say that if you were successful, then you wouldn't say what's going
to happen? Because let's get it clear. Maybe this will clarify for you as follows. According to the first pshat in our Gemara, the yoytzes mitachas yodo shel echad mehem happened in front of us. It's takva echad befaneinu. They came into Bezdin, both of them holding it, and that changed in front of us. According to the second pshat of the Gemara, that changed not in front of us. They came in both holding it. They left Bezdin. All of a sudden, one of them is holding it.
It's not quite this in the first case, because it's even more.
Yeah. But let's assume that it's in front of us for now. According to the third pshat in the Gemara, they came in front of us, and one of them is Misrach Beis Ruchi. So they came in front of us, and it's not that it happened afterwards. They came in front of us, and one of them is, or we're witnessing one of them Misrach Beis Ruchi. According to the fourth pshat in the Gemara, what happened was they came in front of us, one of them is holding it alone. And in front of us, the other person grabbed to be holding it with him. So because this happened in front of us, therefore, we saw the other person as being holding it alone. The second person grabs it in front of us. We say, "I'm Moitzim Echaver Ol Baraya." But David, the case of Misrach Beis Ruchi is where we witness them in this type of situation from the very beginning. One of them's holding it, the other one's grabbing for it. The case of the Chaz de David, it happens now. One of them's holding the talis, the other one grabs it in front of us. So what I want to try to understand is as follows. We have here four different cases. For some reason, the Minchas Bikurim feels compelled to learn his Pshat in our Tosefta. For some reason, the Minchas Yitzchak is compelled to learn his Pshat in the Tosefta. And for some reason, the Chaz de David rejects both of theirs and has to come up with a new Pshat in the Tosefta. Why is it that, the most difficult is the Chaz de David. Our Gemara says three pshatim in our Braisa. Why does the Chaz de David have to make up his own pshat? The Gemara gives us three very good, and the Chazal comes up with a fourth one. Must be something here is bothering him. So let's try to figure out why it is that each one either doesn't like the other's pshat. We'll start like this. What's wrong with the Gemara's first explanation of the Raisa? It's Takfa Echad Befaneinu Shasak L'Besoif Tzavach. Why doesn't no one say that's pshat in the Tosefta? No one says that's pshat in the Tosefta. Why not?
Maybe that the
halacha
would be in that case that it's shasa because
it's from
business.
She's like,
the Gemara, that case is
a suffix
in the beginning. The Gemara starts off with what happened,
shasa,
shasa.
No, it's. The Gemara ends up with an ibaydalay of shita. Dabaruri says, we don't know what the halacha is in that case. So therefore, we're going to try to avoid making that okimta because we're not sure what the halacha is. That could be. It's a nice Dabaruri saying a true fact. Our Gemara doesn't. Gemara is going to end up saying, "Imtim tzalam etak pechad b'fenino motzino esomi yadei ein motzino esomi." We don't know what the halach is. Therefore, we'll try to avoid making that okimta. That could very well be. I was thinking another reason why it can't be pshat. Remember, that's a good pshat. Is as follows: what is our case in our Gemara of takfa echad b'fenino? When is he takfa? In Bezdin. At what stage in this? In the debate between the two of them, what does Rashi say?
Before they swear.
In other words, we have to be talking about a case when they're supposed to swear. What's the Braisa talking about? Shnayim Otsim Betalis, Zenoita Amakam Shetavis Bava, Zenoita Amakam Shetavis Bava. Is there a Shvua in the Braisa? No. The Braisa is not talking about a situation of Shvua. So our Gemara doesn't belong in this Braisa. This Braisa is not a case of Yachleku Mishmua. The whole discussion of our Gemara is only if you're in a situation of Yachleku Mishmua and one grabs it before they swear. Do we see that as Oida? But the Braisa is not talking about a case when there's Yachleku Mishmua. So therefore, the Tosefta, I mean. Therefore, the Tosefta can't, no one is willing to learn the Tosefta. It's talking about Takfa Echad Befaneinu. It's only Kodem Shenishmu, says Rashi. It's not a case of Shmua. So therefore, that's not a good pshat. What about the pshat of the Minchas Yitzchak? Minchas Yitzchak says, we're talking about, the case is that one of them is holding on to the Karkashta. Why don't we say that? Which is the third pshat in the Gemara. Why is that not so meduyik? So we could say like the Minchas, like the Chazon Yechezkel said, the lashon of yoitzis mitachas yodo shel echad mehem. What is it? It sounds like originally it was in one of them hands, and now it changed. It's no longer in one. It doesn't say it's biyad echad. Well, I mean that's what it says in the Braisa at least. Over here it says it's biyado shel echad mehem. It doesn't say lashon of yoitzis. Yoitzis would be mashma. That originally was in one of them's hands and now it changed to the other one's hands. So that's why perhaps the Minchas Yitzchak doesn't like the Minchas Bikurim's pshat. Minchas Bikurim is saying that it changed hands. B'yad HaShalech means that it's only in one of their hands. It's not in both their hands. So because the Tosefta doesn't use the same language as the Gemara, therefore, it doesn't sound like the Gemara's Mahalach. Our Gemara was saying that the first pshat of the Gemara. Originally it was in one person's hands, and now we find it in someone else's hands. That's not the lashon of the Tosefta. Tosefta says it's biyadoi shel echad mehem. So the pshat of one of them is holding the other one is karkashta is much more meduyik. Therefore, the Minchas Yitzchak rejects the pshat of the Minchas Bikurim, and would rather say the third mahalach in the Tosefta. But the shaila is, why does the Chasdei David reject the pshat of the Minchas Yitzchak? Minchas Yitzchak is saying it's based on a Gemara. The Chasdei David is making up his own pshat. Why do you have to make up your own pshat in the Gemara? What's wrong with the pshat of Karkashta? Karkashta is you're holding on to the fringes, which is a Misrach Basruchi. In other words, our Gemara gives us a very good pshat in the Tosefta. And that is the third pshat our Gemara said. The first pshat in our Tosefta we don't like because there's no Shavuah. The second pshat in the Tosefta we don't like because it doesn't say Lashon of Yoitzis Mitachas Yodosh Alecha Mehem. We don't like that pshat either. But the third pshat in our Gemara, which is that one of them is holding you, the other one is only Misrach Basruchi, that seems to be a very good pshat in the Tosefta. So why does the Chasdei David have to come up with his own new creative pshat and doesn't like the pshat of the Minchas Yitzchak, which is the pshat which is based off our Gemara? So the Chayra, I have a big problem with the Minchas Yitzchak. Let's take a look at the Minchas Yitzchak. Let's look at the Braisa, the Tosefta. Let's read the Tosefta according to the Minchas Yitzchak. Shnayim oichsim betalas. Zen noital an mokum shetoifes. Zen noital an mokum shetoifes. What does that mean? He takes whatever he's holding. When is that true if they're both holding it? If one of them is holding it and the other one is what? Is holding on to what? According to the way the Minchas Yitzchak learns. It's holding on to the fringes. Then what happens? This one gets the whole thing. The other one doesn't get. But why is that a change in the din? One of them's holding it, the other one's holding onto the fringes. What would be the, according to what we said up until now, what would be the maximum the one holding the fringes would get? The fringes. The fringes. Which is, okay, you want the fringes, that's what you want? There was never, no one wants the fringes. So there's no Bamed Devar Mamurim according to the Minchas Yitzchak. I'm holding it, you're holding on to the, to you know, the strands. Of course, you want the strands, I'll give you the strands. I take the towels, you take the strands. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't fit into the Tosefta well, according to the Minchas Yitzchak. What? What do you mean? What do you mean? But it's going to be the same din. What does that mean? One of them's holding the towels, the other one's holding the fringes. The one who brings has the fringes doesn't get it. That's the same din we said before. If it's biyadah shel echad, he gets it. So what? Where is the Bamed Devar Mamurim? Says the Chasdei David, I have a different shot. Originally, it was in the hands of one of them. Now it's in the hands of both of them. I might think that the one who's holding it now should be able to get it, because now he's Taifis Ba, Kamash Malan. But being that it started in the hands of one, even though now it's in the hands of both, the original person gets it. That's why the Chasdei David has to change, make a new Ukimta, a new Pshat in the Tosefta. None of the pshatim in our Gemara work. So let's just recap for a second. We have a Braisa. The Braisa is very similar, but not identical to the Tosefta. The Braisa says, if it's one of them holding it, so then the din is amotzi mechaveh olavaraya. Both of them holding it, the din is yachloiku bishvua. The Tosefta says, one of them holding it, amotzi mechaveh olavaraya. Both of them holding it, he gets his chelek, he gets his chelek. How do we understand the Tosefta? So we don't. No one learns it like the Gemara's first pshat. It's tuk ve'echad v'faneinu, because that's only when we're dealing with a matzav of shavua. Our Tosefta is not dealing with shavua.
Why would that change?
Because there else there's no shtika if there's no shavua. We said the whole the ketzay said
before the shavua, why not?
We said if there's well, it depends on what the ketzay says. It's only you're only being moided to the that I don't want to swear. If there's no shavua, there's no haidah.
According to the first pshat that we said, it does work.
The other pshatim, you mean?
Yeah.
This, so this would be like the ktzais, the chayra. Chayra, this would be like the ktzais. The Minchas Bikurim tries saying the pshat is over here talking about that it's that the case is that it's originally in the hands of one and now it's in the hands of both. And now it's only in the hands of one. It changed. We said the language of the Tosefta doesn't support that. The Braisa says it's Yoitzis Mitachas Yodosh Alechemihem, which means it originally was in the hands of both, and now all of a sudden it's the hands of one of them. But the Tosefta doesn't use that language. Therefore, this pshat is not as mashma. The Minchas Yitzchok tries to say the pshat of Karkashta, We said it's also not so mashma. Why? Because if it's only karkashta, so then for sure the one who's holding it's going to get the whole thing. The other one is only going to... The Gemara is just suggesting the one gets what he's holding. If you're holding the karkashta, you're not only going to get the karkashta. Therefore, that pshat also doesn't seem to fit in the Tosefta. Comes along the Chasdei David and says, okay, I'll make up a new pshat in the Tosefta. It came into Beis Din, only one of them is holding it. Now they're both holding it together. I might think I'm holding it, therefore I should get what I'm holding. Kamash malan, that even when I'm holding it, I don't get, because when they came in front of Beis Din, we saw it as being in the hands of one of them, the other one is Amoitzi Mechavero Olav Arayo. That lechor is a different pshatim, Beis Hashem, Beli Neder. Tomorrow we'll start with the sugya of Hikdisha Beloitach.